well, Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, two other guys who are lightning rods, and they're ranked back-to-back in your book. Did you tend to group them because people tend to compare the two? And so
it worked out that way, but I got to tell you something. Rose has not been the lightning rod. When I told you that two players like Koufax and Jeter were lightning rods, there's almost been no one who's argued that Rose should be ranked much higher or much lower. So I seem to think, and I'll be interested in your opinion, I seem to think that I picked Rose correctly.
My opinion would be that Rose is a little high. I mean, obviously he's got the career milestones, but as far as, you know, dominating the league at any time, I don't feel that he ever did that. More of an empty average hitter, not doing a whole lot of walking or hitting for power, and not really playing exceptional defense at any particular position.
He was an extremely valuable player because he could play so many positions, and because he could bat anywhere in the lineup, and because he was just so fiery and he played the game the way he played it, the way most people thought it should be played. And as a player, I think he's ranked about where he should be. What's he, around 40th in my book, something like that?